The reality of migration must never be seen as a problem, but as a resource for humanity's journey. Pope Benedict XVI marked World Day for Migrants and Refugees this Sunday, calling for respect and greater integration for the world's 200 million migrants.
Possiamo guardare alla Santa Famiglia di Nazareth, icona di tutte le famiglie.
In his traditional Angelus address to the pilgrims of St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict focused on the migrant family, pointing out that the Holy Family, icon of all families, was forced to flee their homeland for Egypt to avoid the persecution of King Herod. He said that in their dramatic flight, we can trace the painful condition of many migrants today, in particular refugees who are made homeless and forced to seek asylum. He said we are witnesses to the difficulties of families in this situation, their discomfort, humiliation and fragility.
Sono oggi quasi 200 milioni.
Pope Benedict cited United Nations data saying that there are 200 million economic migrants in the world, as well as 9 million refugees, 2 million international students, and many, many more displaced in their own countries or immigrants without legal status. He said immigrant families, especially women and children, should receive legislative, legal, and practical assistance to legalize their status, as well as social and pastoral care. Only respect for the human dignity of all migrants on the one hand and the recognition by migrants themselves of their host society's values on the other, concluded Pope Benedict, can make it possible to integrate these people and these families properly.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
The migrant family was the theme of Pope Benedict XVI's message for the World Day for Migrants and Refugees. It was drawn up in collaboration with the Vatican's Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Refugees. The secretary for the council is Archbishop Agostino Marchetto. He says the first step to greater integration is the eradication of xenophobia in host countries.
There is a current trend to protect order and well-being from the threat that many people perceive in the continual arrival of foreigners, comprising a mix of migrants and refugees. Therefore, even regarding the latter, who are seeking protection from violence and life-threatening dangers, a negative vision is spreading. Nourished by political and social tensions, which goes against international legislation, and is not taken into account by the media. This also jeopardizes the reuniting of families, likewise inadequate funding of humanitarian assistance also worsens conditions in receptions camps, especially for women and children, increasing the danger of appalling abuses.